In November, 36 states will hold elections for governor. 23, or nearly two-thirds of those, are now held by Republicans, who have a majority of governorships nationwide. Latino voters are expected to be a critical factor in some of those races, especially in California, where Democrat Gray Davis is running for re-election, and in Texas, where the Democratic candidate is Tony Sanchez, a Mexican-American. Commentator Ruben Navarreta says Texans aren't surprised to hear Spanish on the campaign trail or anywhere else. But in other parts of the country, Spanish is still the focus of much debate.
President Bush has been very clear. He wants the Republican Party to avoid the mistakes of the past and be more welcoming to Hispanics and other minorities. But at the local level, it seems some holdouts didn't get the memo. The mail must be running slow to California, the home of Proposition 187. That was the 1994 ballot measure that intended to deny services to illegal immigrants. Federal courts ruled it unconstitutional, and it did little more than drive Hispanics to the Democratic Party. But Republican gubernatorial nominee Bill Simon said recently that if elected, he'd resurrect the initiative by submitting it to the Supreme Court. Simon says, if you're one of those Americans who think immigrants save us, you better root for the Democrat, Governor Gray Davis. The president's message hasn't gotten to Texas either. Democrats have put together a so-called dream ticket, a Hispanic candidate for governor, an African-American for U.S. Senate, and an Anglo for lieutenant governor. Republicans are so flummoxed about running against it that they're prone to saying the wrong thing. The GOP's Senate candidate is Texas Attorney General John Cornyn. His spokesperson recently dismissed the Democrats' diversity slate as a racial quota ticket. Cornyn quickly apologized. Perhaps sensing that his party's hard-earned gains with minorities could be slipping away, President Bush has been doing damage control. During a recent visit to California, he met with Hispanic and African-American leaders. The president stressed his own reputation as a compassionate conservative, and he offered assurances that he was, as always, supportive of immigrants, their rights, and their contributions. Now Mr. Bush needs to bring his message home to Texas. He needs to round up these stray Republicans and make clear, in no uncertain terms, that diversity is not their enemy. He needs to convince them not to instinctively try to diminish what the Democrats have accomplished in terms of racial inclusion. Instead, Republicans should be looking for opportunities to match those accomplishments and even exceed them. Then President Bush should take that message all across the country. This is the man who took nearly half the Latino vote and a quarter of the black vote in his 1998 re-election as Texas governor. He's in a unique position to convince Republicans that they only have one choice: change their ways or lose their relevance.
Ruben Navarreta Jr. is an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.